When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Couple days from now, we have a conference call with Bill and Parker at First Rate Ag. Not second rate, not third rate, but First Rate
First
Ag.
Rate.
That's right, First Rate Ag. First Rate Ag is a full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. You can always reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris, and as always, mention the ticket.
Coddle the corn. That's where we're at right now. Yeah. Coddling the corn. They're doing a tremendous job out there. So all gets back to Holdridge. Everything gets back to Holdridge as far as the agriculture and what's getting done and crop protection. This is our time right now. Pollination is done. We are through the pollination period. I've seen where detasslers have shut it down. They're done detasseling for the year. Pollination might be a little bit going on in a few places, but for the most part, we're done. This is go time for us right now, the most critical time for our stand. Thank you to Parker.
Parker at First Rate Ag. Just great people in Holdridge. Like you said, it starts there, and they just do a wonderful job.
That's why
job.
You have the pros do it. Parker gave me a great product, and I screwed up my yard because of how I applied it. So that's why that's what they do. They apply it the right way.
Yep.
That's why you don't have just some average Joe out there whipping around in a sprayer through your cornfield and stuff doing what I did. So that's
Come
why
on,
you have,
Bill.
That's why you have First Rate Ag.
First Rate Ag, great
Thank
people.
You.
Great service. Parker and the team are good people out there. 464-5685, call or text as always. So at Media Days, I told you guys on Friday, I was not impressed with Lincoln Riley and I guess the reporters from USC at all. It wasn't a huge amount of buzz at all for the Trojans in their first year in the Big Ten. But at the side session podium, Lincoln Riley was talking about he was asked about Mike Leach, the late, great Mike Leach. And although he doesn't have the percentage of wins to be in the College Football Hall of Fame, he says the Hall of Fame is, quote, simply not complete without Mike Leach, end quote. He's right on that, is he not?
I appreciate that so much. The situation with Mike Leach, I don't think anyone, there's no pushback. Everyone says the exact same thing. So I appreciate Lincoln Riley speaking because he actually worked for him.
He did, for six
but
years.
But for them not to consider that, in my estimation, people that have done remarkable things, and when it's based off a winning percentage, when, like I said, there's a classic of like just you've done such a job coaching, but yet you didn't have the same resources of other people at the same. There's no way. Texas Tech, Washington State, Mississippi State, and what he's done, and that Leach has talked about forever, and how he changed offensive and things. Some of the biggest names in offense right now are off the Leach tree. He changed the way the world thought about the passing game. He created all the way from Iowa, from a Division III school, whatever, NAI school, whatever, with the size of the school. But it's unbelievable what they got done. And someone that has done that and is just below the percentage. It'd be different if he did that. And in the end, it was like, 50%, well, we didn't really ever do too much, really. We were, we changed some things offensively, but no. He won at every place he was at, and they're all outpost.
He is
everyone.
He is 0.4% away from getting in. It's 60%. He's at 59.6% winning percentage, and he took over spots that were tough to win at. Washington
brutal.
State. They were terrible when he got there, and they were a good team when he left. Very good team. Texas Tech was not great when he got there, and he made them a respectable team every single year.
Did some incredible things, so he deserves to be in. I mean, it's just like, what did you do for the profession? I mean, he's done so much for the profession. at a high rate. And so sometimes you'll see, like, even Hall of Fames, it's like, you know, what was the winning percentage have to be for, you know, for the defensive winning percentage for Monty Kiffin? I don't know, but he's in the Hall of Fame. Should be in the Hall of Fame, obviously. He's that type of right that you've earned. Mike Leach has earned that right, so I don't care about the percentages. Now, if the percentage was you know, like 40% win percentage.
Sorry, Mike.
Hard one on that one. Nope.
59.6. He's 0.4% away.
And you have an easy one. It's like, yeah, we rounded up. That's all you got to say. Simple. Rounded up, put him in. And it would be, like I said, one of the great inductions. And what really stinks is he'd be inducted into the Hall of Fame at some point in time. Would there be a more anticipated, if he was still alive, Hall of Fame speech?
No.
There would not be one more anticipated.
Stop what you're doing. Listen to Mike Leach
right now.
Listen
to this, what's going to happen. There's going to be talk about pirates and all kinds of things. Please get this done. Do the right thing, college football.
Lincoln Riley says, quote, he changed the game and changed a lot of people's lives, mine including Lincoln Riley. So also Eli Drinkwitz was supportive of Mike Leach when he was at the SEC Media Days a couple weeks ago, too.
Yeah, there'd be nobody. You think Saban would say, I don't know about that. You got to have the number. Nope, he'd be like, no, what this guy did is a big, big part of him.
Drinkwitz, again, when he's at the podium, for the Missouri coach, says, quote, we need to put his name on the ballot. Coach Leach, in my mind, and I believe in most of the people in this room, is a no-doubt Hall of Famer. He impacted our game more in the last 50 years than a lot of other people, not only with his legacy, but also with his football acumen. That was Eli Drinkwitz at SEC Media Days on Mike Leach.
God, and just what a character, too. Just fun. When you listen to Sip talk about it, and I've read about it, just listen to him. When he interviewed at Washington State, just how that all went down. It was incredible. Listening to the conversation wasn't even about with, I think that was with Bill Moose, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And it was just incredible. He rode his bike to the interview. He had cargo shorts on and a t-shirt. He rode his bike over to the interview. God.
Just being a dude.
Just being
Mike
a dude.
Mike just went ultimate dude.
100% dude.
And you had the chance to meet him at all or not?
I don't know him. I do not know him. That's one of those sad things that I've met ridiculous number of coaches and spent time with them. Did not get to know Mike Leach. So that
imagine
sucks.
If you had.
That would have been one of those things. Just to have had one conversation with him, I'd love just to have been on the plane with him one day or something. Would have been a great, great conversation.
But I'm glad that Lincoln Riley, Eli Drinkwitz are talking about the late Mike Leach and saying he should be on the ballot.
I'll be shocked if it doesn't happen. It'll happen.
Good roundup. 59.6. Get the man on the ballot.
Yep, it'll
happen.
Come
on now. Come on, Hall of Fame. Let's get this done. It is time to play the game show. When Sip is gone, it's good luck, Bill. It's not shut up, Sipple. It's good luck,
this
Bill.
This is not good. The only...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As soon as the word comes in that Sip's not here, I just get break out in hives.
I break out in hives.
Show. There's a chance I don't get any of them right, even though I've won some. But this is not good.
This was actually set up more for Sip today for the game show,
so
too, which is
nice.
I feel bad.
Thank
because
you.
I mentioned the Olympics are going on. So today our topic is basketball player nationalities. These are players in the Olympics. What countries are they from? These are all NBA players.
Not good. This is Sip. Yeah.
I thought
Sip and his grandsons, they know all this. They know that they talk about it. I don't know.
Let's see.
I did see something very interesting I wanted to throw out there. The Dream Team, and is that 92? The
92,
original Dream
92,
Team?
Yep.
They played, I think the number was 6, maybe 8, against the opposing teams. They played against 6 other NBA players. This year's team will play against 64.
That's a lot.
That's a big difference. So when you go out and play on the other side, who's playing. They played against six other NBA players.
That's it.
That's incredible. That number is incredible.
It is. I think you know your basketball player nationalities. Please call us right now, 402-464-5685. Good Luck Bill begins right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
All right, 464-5685. Call the Nick Down Bill and Trivia. We're getting close to the overall reset, so this is one less game that
away.
Sip can't even have for his to you know, play his record as we restart on Thursday, August 1st. So today, Good Luck Bill. Again, basketball player nationalities is our topic. And our guest is Eric. Eric, how do you feel about basketball player nationalities today?
Not great.
Okay, doesn't feel
I appreciate
great.
That. I like this.
Okay, Eric. Again, mono, no lifeline for each other. So here is your first question. Eric, what country is Jamal Murray from?
Canada.
That's correct, yes. There we go.
Yeah. Yeah, Canada. Yeah, I don't feel good about it. Yeah.
Is correct. A 1-0 lead for Eric. Bill, first question to you. What country is Rudy Gobert from? Rudy Gobert.
I think it's right. I'm going to say Spain.
Is it Spain? It's not Spain.
Ben's shaking his head.
Eric, do you want that one or do you want to pass?
I'll try it. I think he's from France.
Brilliant!
He is from France. You were close. They're same area.
I almost went with that. I feel bad about it. It was all guess.
It's all right. For the win.
For the win. End this thing.
Your last question. Good luck, Bill. What country is Patty Mills from?
He is from Australia.
Brilliant. I would have had that one.
He is an Aussie, so Eric, congrats with your Bengals. Thanks for calling in and calling down the road.
Appreciate it.
There we go. Bill, you have one more question and a tiebreaker here. I feel good about
really
your chance
in
the tiebreaker.
It.
What country is Dennis Schröder from? Dennis Schröder.
Germany.
Is he from? Hang on. Is he from Germany? Yes, he is from Germany. You got that one right. See, you got one right. And you would have had Patty Mills. You would have had 2 out of 4.
You would have had Patty Mills.
Not bad.
Yes.
Okay, and tiebreaker, Bill. How many countries in this year's Olympics have at least 4 NBA players on
four?
Their team? Yes.
At least 4.
Mm-hmm.
11.
5. 5 countries. The USA has 12. Canada has 10. Mm-hmm. Australia has 8. France has 5 and Germany has 4.
Gotcha.
So, still, it's a lot. Like I said, the talent's a lot better than it was probably 92.
I said, they're going to play against 64 NBA players. That's incredible compared to playing against 6 in 92.
Not bad. So, congrats to Eric. He wins the Bagels today and hopefully Sip's back tomorrow to help with the, you know, to take the load off of you.
I would
game
need some
show.
Help. I need help. You know that. This is not my strength.
You're a
I
good lifeline.
I did not sign up to be on this show to be on Shut Up, Sipple.
He gets the hives thinking about the game show when Sip's gone. More
like
than anything.
It.
Oh, God. I got to play
like
the game
it.
Show. So, before we get to break, a quick plug for our friends at Trados. Adam Ickes.
Trados.
Grain marketing is not easy, but it can be easy if you give Trados a chance to do that for you. They may know it's not easy. They make your life a lot easier if you just trust them and go to gotrados.com. GOTRADAS.com.
Do you know how many times I would travel as a defensive coordinator, special teams coordinator, to go to specialist? I would travel all over the place to talk to people. Tell me about what you're doing this. I'd go to the NFL. I'd go to their camps. I would spend numerous days with the Cincinnati Bengals and sit there and have a chance to meet with the coaching staff, because all you want to do is get more knowledge on your area that you need to be an expert in. That's exactly what Trados is. They're the expert in when to sell and when to market your grain. And right now, that's probably as the hives start to build up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
They got to sell this corn.
They do.
They got to sell these soybeans. All of a sudden, there are going to be products going to be coming in. What are we going to do with them? Are we holding on to them? But to take, so my relief was when I went to visit all these experts who had been doing it for years, was I came away with a lot of, hey, what's the research on this? Hey, they have done this for 20 something years. Here's the film of it. Oh, here it is also in a game. So find the pros and get yourself better. That's what they're doing. Instead of being, if I just went with the old like that, well, I'm going to take some shots at this. And like, well, what are you doing? What are you doing? Was that proven anyway? Nope. I have some proven methods to get everything done. That's what Trade-Offs does.
They will alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Again, go to gotredas.com, GOTREDAS.com, and get your grain marketing fixed today.
You talked about stress. Stress is what you have when you don't know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's when stress is. When you know what you're doing, you don't have any stress. Yeah, it just becomes a fun thing for you then. It's like, oh, yeah. We're a backed up punt. Yeah, bring it on. We've practiced for this. We have a plan. That's what Trade-Offs does.
When we come back, the spillover on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.